We're glad they're here today. Good to see each one of you this morning that's come out today to the Lord's house. And let's open our Bibles this morning, if you would, to Psalms 40 this morning. Psalms chapter 40 this morning. And we're going to read a few verses there on the beginning of the chapter, and then we're going to jump down to the end of the chapter and read a little bit down there. All right, Psalms 40 this morning. Psalms chapter 40, page 618 in a Scofield Bible. And I don't know what page it is, but if you got a King James Bible, it's in there somewhere. Psalms 40 and verse 1. We're going to read down to verse 5, and then we're going to drop down to the end of the chapter. Psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it, and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. There's a key verse right there to this chapter. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Verse 13, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, O my God. Thank you. Be seated. Our Father, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we could truly say that we've been blessed, Lord, from the songs that have been sung in the by the choir and also the special singing this morning. And fathers, we come this morning, as the psalmist put it, Lord, we can say it no better. Lord, we're poor and needy this morning, and we need the Lord to think on us today. And Lord, as you look out over this congregation, Lord, today, Lord, you know those that are lost and undone without the Lord. And I pray the Holy Spirit would make them realize that today and want to do something about it. And Lord, many of us are saved. And Lord, this last year that we've been through has drug us down, wore us out. And, Lord, I think we need reviving. And Lord, we cry out with the psalmist, Lord, will thou not revive us again that thy people might rejoice in thee? Lord, nothing can help us but a move of God. And we pray you might move on us this morning and speak to our hearts, I pray. I pray the preacher would help the preacher today. And Lord, that you'd open up my mouth and put the words in there. Lord, that you'd have me to say this morning. And may everybody find something today in the Word of God for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This 40th Psalm is actually a psalm speaking about the Lord Jesus, really. When you really look down and break it down, it's a speaking about the Lord Jesus as the Lord's servant and how the Lord brought him up out of the grave is what it's speaking about here, and the new song of his resurrection and all like that. But today we're going to make application today to us today, and we can do that. And I want to use for a subject this morning the autobiography of a believer. The autobiography of a believer. I like to read biographies and autobiographies. I'd rather read an autobiography because the autobiography is something that wrote by the own person. It's their own personal account. I remember years ago, Dr. Arnold being here, he's about 99 at the time, and somebody had come up to him and said, Dr. Arnold, said, why don't you write an autobiography about your life? He said, it ain't over yet. And so he still was optimistic about it. But nobody knows your experience better than you do. Amen. You can tell another person's testimony, but you can't tell another person's testimony. You know what I'm saying? And so when we say an autobiography of a believer, even though David wrote this and it's an Old Testament setting, I think that we can very easily make application, Lord, to those that are believers this morning. A lot of words for a believer, you know. We call them saved or Christians or children of God, different things we call them, but I guess ain't nothing no better than just a Bible-believing Christian, a believer. And what's said here, it has reference to someone that is a believer. Are you a believer this morning? If you're not a believer this morning, you can be. You say, I don't have the faith. The Lord will help you unbelief. The Lord will help you be a believer. Amen. There's a man come to the Lord one time and he said, Lord said, do you believe? And he said, I do, Lord. But then he realized God knew his heart and he said, Lord, help my unbelief. So the Lord can help you with your unbelief. The Lord can help you with anything. Amen. The psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. Isn't that the problem many times that we want to get ahead of God and we don't want to wait on God and we want it on our time instead of God's time? But the Bible was kind unto me. In other words, he leaned toward him and he said, and he heard my cry. Every believer, they start out their walk with the Lord by a cry. It might not be an audible cry. It might not be tears coursing down the face. But it is a heart cry for the Lord to help them and the Lord to save them. Amen. God is the Savior and He's the only one that can save anybody. We can give the plan of salvation. We can take people down the Romans road. We can tell people the answer to what must I do to be saved. But only God can save sinners. Amen. I made it something of my own self that I quit a long time ago telling people they're saved. You say, I do that. Well, that's you and the Lord. Y'all can take it up at the judgment seat of Christ. But I quit telling people they're saved because I can't see in their heart. Only God knows their heart. Only the Lord knows if they really trusted Him or not. Now, if you tell me you are, I'll take your word for it, but I'm not going to tell you that you are. That's something that you need to say yourself. You say why? Because it's so important. Amen. That is an eternal decision, and you need to know. I do believe in eternal salvation, but I believe you better make your calling and election sure. And you ought to make sure you've got it, and if you do, it is eternal. So what we have here is an autobiography of a believer. We're going to use it that way anyway this morning. David was a believer. David's in the Old Testament setting. David is not sealed by the Holy Spirit the way we are. There's some things different back there than there is that couldn't be because Jesus said that what He brought was better and it was a new and a living way. And so if it was the same as back there, then it wouldn't be something new. But we see here that the Bible said that David begins to give this Psalms, and I want to give you five things this morning. We might say that there are five chapter headings, if you will, in the autobiography of a believer. First of all, in verse 2, David said, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. That's where every lost person was before they got saved. You say, well, we wouldn't in hell. No, we wouldn't in hell, but we was as good as there. The Bible said in John 3:36 that if you didn't believe, the wrath of God abideth on you now. Amen. So it's as good as if you're already there. It's the same thing. I'm saved, but I'm not in heaven, but I'm as good as if I'm already there. My head's up there just waiting for me to come on up there too. I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ, but I'm not there yet. And you're not in hell yet, but you're as good as being there. And the psalmist David said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit. I'll tell you, until a person realizes that they're under the condemnation of God, until a person realizes that they're a lost sinner and on their way to hell, they're not going to seek the Lord. They're not going to call on the Lord. But David saw himself, and he said, I'm in a horrible pit. But he said, the Lord brought me up. The Bible said David cried in Psalm 41. David cried unto the Lord. You remember when you cried unto the Lord? I remember that Sunday morning I cried unto the Lord, and the condemnation of God had come upon my heart, and the conviction of sin had been wrought by the Holy Ghost of God, and I knew I needed to do something that morning. I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really know what to pray. But when you get your heart in the right condition and you step out on faith, God will take care of the rest of it. Amen. David cried unto the Lord. David said, I was sinking in the mire. That's what Jeremiah said. Over in the book of Jeremiah, we have an application we can make there. And you remember Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 38 and verse 6, the Bible said that they took Jeremiah and they cast him into the dungeon of Malchi, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire, so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Well, Jeremiah is sinking. He's going in the mire. That's what every lost person's doing. Every day they go without getting saved, they're sinking a little bit deeper in the mire. Amen. And Jeremiah couldn't get out. He couldn't help himself. And you can't get out. You can't help yourself. You need the help of the Lord this morning. Amen. And thank God that there was one named Amalek. And he went to the king in behalf of Jeremiah. And he won the king's heart. And the Bible said Elimelech in verse 11. He went down there. And he said he took of the king's treasures some old cast clots and old rotten rags and let them down by cords into the dungeon of Jeremiah. And Elimelech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, put now these old cast clots and rotten rags under the armholes and under the cords. And Jeremiah did so, and they drew up Jeremiah. I want to use that as an application this morning. I know Jeremiah's not lost. Jeremiah's in a real pit. But I want to say this morning, that's the case of every lost person this morning. They're in the pit, whether they realize it or not. But thank God somebody went. Somebody went to the king for us. Thank God somebody was concerned enough about us to come down. Jeremiah got out because somebody took some old clots and old rotten rags. Amen. I'm glad the Lord Jesus took my rags upon Him on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And when Elimelech went down there, he said, Jeremiah, he said, put this cloth under your arms. Because if he didn't, that rope would burn him. It'd burn him. You say, what's that saying? He drew him with cords of love. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that there was one day that drew me up out of the pit. And I'm glad he drew me up with cords of love. Amen. I thank God this morning. I'm glad that he drew me out. Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. Amen. I'm glad, listen, there was a day in my life when I was sinking in sin. I got saved when I was 10, but I was backslid bad. And I'm glad, listen, when you're living in sin, you're sinking. Amen. Sin never takes anybody higher. It always brings them lower. Amen. But I'm glad that one day the Lord brought me up. Amen. I know that I've been saved. Don't you think that Jeremiah knew when they brought him up out of that pit? Well, you ought to know that you know that the Lord has brought you up. Amen. I'm glad the Lord didn't just bring me up and say, there you are, buddy, make it the best you can, do the best you can. I'm glad that not only did chapter 1 say He brought me up, but I'm glad chapter 2, it said He sent me up, thank God. I'm glad this morning the Bible said, He said, He set my feet upon a rock, Psalm 40 and verse 2. He brought me up and He set me up. Amen. I'm telling you, us believers, why we ought to shout the house down every Sunday. I'm telling you, we ought to be running the aisles. We ought to have so many testimonies, we'd have to go in overtime to get them all in. You say, why? Because He brought us up. And buddy, I want you to know, Brother Lance, we got to set up. He set us up, thank God. You see, the old sinner, he's on slippery ground. Jeremiah was down in the mire. David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit, a slippery place. Did you know this old world is a slippery place? You can slide right off into hell before you know it. Deuteronomy said in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 35, He said, to me belongeth vengeance, that's the Lord, and recompense. Their foot, that lost person, their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. You say, what's that saying? That's saying that you ought to get saved the moment you know you're lost. You ought to run to the Lord the very first time you hear His voice. You say, well, it's just a small voice. That's enough, amen. The Bible said, if you hear my voice, He said, harden not your heart, amen. God don't have to knock you down with a two before. God don't have to make it a loud voice like many waters. If God speaks to you in a still, small voice and says you need to get saved today, you ought to move on it, amen. You say, well, I want more than that. You don't get what you want. You get what He gives, amen. And you better be glad He give you that much, because He don't have to give us anything, amen. Thank God this morning. Well, you know, in Genesis 14, we talk about Lot. In Genesis 14, Lot is taken captive, if you will, by the heathen kings. It says of that place where it went, it says in verse 10 that it was a place full of slime pits. Amen. You say, what's that? That's a picture of the world. It's full of slime pits. Amen. We've always had a bunch in this town. We got a lot more of them now. Amen. You say, what do you mean? Well, you know, AJ's place and all these slime pits that have opened up in the last 2 years. You say, what are they? They're just a good place for somebody to slip off and go to hell. That's what they are. Amen. The world is filled with slime pits. Amen. You say, where could a man go to get on some solid ground? What about the house of God? Amen. You won't slip in there. Amen. You might play around the banks of God and glory and the gospel, and if you play around them long enough, you're liable to slip in. Amen. I hope somebody slides in today. But I want to say this morning, listen, the Lord has set us up, thank God. The Bible said He put my feet on a rock. You know what a rock is? That's stable. Amen. You know what a rock is? It didn't say He put me on a crooked rock or a slanted rock. No, He put me on a solid rock. Amen. I got good standing in the Lord. I'm building on the foundation of the Lord. Amen. No other foundation can a man build upon other than the Lord. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that He has set me up. You say, what to do? He cleaned me up, amen. Thank God He cleaned me up. You remember when that prodigal son came back from the far country? And he is all hog pen, mud and muck all over him, and slop all over him. I bet he stunk. Amen. Did you know the Bible said that our sins stink and the nostrils of God. But he come back, and you know what happened? The Bible said, that father said, put a new robe on him. Put the best robe on him. Put shoes on his feet. Amen. Put a ring on his finger. I'm glad the Lord cleaned me up. I'm not perfect. No one is. But I'm glad the Lord cleaned my old filthy mouth up. Amen. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But I'm glad the Lord cleaned out the thirst I had for beer and whiskey and vodka and all that stuff. Amen. I'm not perfect, but I'm glad the Lord cleaned my lungs out and got all the smoke out of them. Amen. I'm glad the Lord, He'll clean you up. Amen. Thank God He'll set you up. He'll clean you up. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm just trying to get better. You can't clean yourself. Did you know the one thing a sheep cannot do? They cannot clean themselves. That's why they need a shepherd. Amen. But I come one day to the Lord Jesus, and thank God He cleaned me up. Amen. Not only did He clean me up, but thank God He checked me in. You say, what do you mean? You ever read over there about Good Samaritan? You ever read over there what He done to that one that was half dead, wounded and bleeding and robbed and left for dead? The Bible said the Good Samaritan come by, glory to God, and He took all and He poured in His wounds. Amen. He put Him on His own beast, and He took Him to the end. You know what that end is? That's a church. Amen. I'm glad when a person gets saved, I believe the Lord, I believe He'll put him in a church. Amen. I'm glad that He put me in the church. I love the church. Every good thing that's happened to me in the last 41 years has happened in the church. All my blessings come through the church. Thank God. I'm a church man. I love the church. Amen. Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. The Bible said, I'm glad that He checked me in one day and set me up on a charge account. Amen. You say, now you talk about set up. We're set up, brother. If you're saved, today, you're set up. That's a good deal. He cleans you up. He checked you in and put you on His charge account. Amen. You say, where's that at? You ever read the book of Philemon? You ever read over there where Paul said, he said, if he owes you anything, he said, put that on my account. I'm glad, glory to God, I'm glad that everything I owed, Jesus said, just put that on my account. Amen. That's why I'm saved forever. That's why I'm going to heaven someday. That's because every time that I do wrong, the Lord just says, put that on my account. I paid for sins. I paid for past, present, and future sins are paid for by the Lord. That's a good deal. The Lord set me up. Amen. Praise God. Talk about the biography of a believer. The Lord brought us up. I'm talking about the biography of a believer. Chapter 2, the Lord set us up. I'm talking about the biography of a believer. Look at verse 2. He established my goings. The Lord helped me up. Amen. I'm glad that I've got somebody that'll help me up. Amen. That'll hold me up. Aren't you glad for that today? You see, sinners, you don't have the Lord this morning. If you've never been saved, the only thing you can do is keep falling. Amen. You're just going to keep falling and falling and falling into one day you fall into hell and you're going to say, I've fallen and I can't get up. Amen. But I'm glad this morning that when we get saved, we still fall. We still sometimes slip up. Amen. But I'm glad I got somebody that'll hold me up this morning. Amen. I'm glad that God is able. Do you know He's able to keep me from even falling? That's what Jude said. He said He's able to keep us from falling, period. And He is able. If I'd walk every step, He says, do every word He says do, I wouldn't fall. Amen. But I don't do that. You say, why? Because I got an old Adamic nature and it don't love Jesus like the new man does. It don't love church. It don't like the Bible. It don't like praying. It don't like the things of God. No, sir. I still got that old Adamic man. But if I'd walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, He can keep me from falling. Amen. He's able to do that. I want you to know He's able to keep me from falling backwards. He's able to keep me from going back into the old ways. The Bible said in Habakkuk there, it said, He maketh my feet like hind's feet. Amen. I got something to fall back on. The sinner ain't got nothing to fall back on. But I can fall back on the Lord Jesus. I can fall back on God the Father. I can fall back on the Holy Ghost. I can fall back on 66 books of this old King James Bible. I'm glad that, thank God, He's able to keep me from falling back. Amen. Back into the old way. Back into the old sins. Back into the old past. Back into the old crowd. Back into all those things. He's able to keep me from doing that if I listen to Him. Amen. But listen, if I don't listen to Him and I do fall, if I don't listen to Him and I find myself falling down and falling down, I'm glad He's able to help me back up. Amen. Has anybody ever fell down? Has anybody ever went back? Aren't you glad? Thank God that He's able to help us back up. I can't say what that old commercial says. I can't say I've fallen and I can't get up. Because I have fallen and I can get up. Amen. I've got up many times. I've got up by God's help, by God's hand, by God's strength. The Bible said a just man falleth 7 times. The Bible said, and riseth again. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. Listen, that when we fall, the Lord don't kick us over to the side and say, I'm done with you. All you got to do is get a hand up toward heaven and say, God, help me back up. And God will help you up. Amen. I'm telling you, God's not your foe. God's your friend. God wants to help you. God don't want to take things away from you. God want to give you things. Amen. Yes, sir. I'll tell you, the Lord will give you desire in your heart to follow Him and serve Him and live for Him if you let Him do it. Amen. Chapter 3 said, the Lord, He helped me up. Has the Lord ever helped anybody up? When the fiery darts of the wicked were coming, when the devil rose up like a flood, when the world come against you, has anybody ever been helped up? I felt that nail-scarred hand holding me up so many times. I'm glad the Lord is able to hold us up, thank God. You talking about a deal. That'd make you do like Brother Eddie's always saying, want to get saved again. Amen. I said, Eddie, if you're going to do that, you'll have to go down to the Church of God. We only do it one time here. Amen. One time's good enough. We was on the square preaching and a guy come up to Eddie and Eddie said, have you ever been saved? He said, 5 times, Caleb. And he said, that ought to do it. Amen. Yes, sir, that ought to do it. Amen. But I'm glad one time will do it if you really get saved. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord will hold us up. Praise God. I tell you, if that third chapter said, He established my goings, He helped me up, I'm telling you that fourth chapter ought to say, He hath put a song in my, He hath put a song in my mouth. Amen. Not only has He brought me up and set me up and helped me up, but thank God He tuned me up. Amen. I used to be tuned into this old world. That's what David said. David said He's put a song in my mouth. He didn't just put a song in David's mouth. He put a songbook in David's mouth. The Psalms is a songbook. Most of them David wrote. Amen. When you get saved, the Lord will retune you. Put some new strings on you. Amen. Got them old dead strings of sin. Them old dead strings, they make a different sound, don't they, Eli? But Corey, when you get them new strings and put them on that guitar and get them all tuned up, they make a different sound, don't they? I'm glad one day the Lord restrung me.
put new strings on me. Thank God, tune me up. And I don't sound like I used to sound. Amen. I don't play the songs I used to play. I don't sing the songs I used to sing. You say, why? He put a new song in my mouth. Amen. I want to say He put a new song in my heart. And I realized this morning when I made my outline, I put heart in there instead of mouth, and the Holy Ghost said, that ain't right, it says mouth. So we don't want to mess around with God's Word. But the Holy Spirit said, don't feel too bad about it. He said, just go over to Ephesians 5. And He said, making psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in your heart is unto the Lord. Amen. Boy, I like singing from the heart. They singing from the heart there a minute ago. Amen. 90% of y'all were singing from the head. Well, no, 90% of you wasn't singing at all. But there was a few singing. I seen your mass movement. There was a few singing from the heart. Amen. Boy, I like preaching from the heart. I like singing from the heart. I like testimony from the heart. I like salvation from the heart. The Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to get it up here. You got to get the facts. You got to get the information. You got to get the plan. You got to get it up here. But somehow or another, it's got to go deeper than that. When the Bible says heart, it's not talking about this thing that pumps blood. But it's talking about some deep-centered part of the emotions of men and women. And God says, you got to believe it in your heart. Amen. I'm glad I believe it in my heart. I'm glad I believe this Bible. I'm glad I believe the Lord Jesus Christ died for me on the cross at Calvary. I'm glad I believe He'd save me, and I'm glad I believe He'll save you. I'm glad I believe hell's hot and heaven's rich and real and wonderful. Amen. I'm glad that I believe that. I don't care what Congress does. I don't care what senators do. I don't care what Biden does. I'm glad that I've got it down in my heart deep enough. They may change laws. They may change the world, but they ain't going to change me. Amen. The Lord tuned me up. Give me a heavenly song. When I was about 16, backslidden, I like country music. I like Merle Haggard, Mama Tried, Folsom Prison Blues, Johnny Cash, I hear that train a-coming. I liked all of them, amen. My old man still likes them. Amen. But that spiritual man, he don't care much for Johnny. He ain't that crazy about Merle. That spiritual man, he gives you heavenly songs. And when I was about 16, I'd hear one of them guys singing, you know, and I wanted to be just like them. I'd get me an old ragged blue jean coat. Looked like something Merle Haggard would wear. I'd get me a black hat like Johnny Cash wore. Not Johnny Campbell, Johnny Cash. Although Johnny Campbell does wear a black hat. He ain't got a Johnny out of him yet. But I tell you, when I got right with God, I like Amazing Grace. When the roll is called up yonder, oh, what a Savior, washed in the blood. Remember years ago, I worked at Donnelly's, and after I got right with the Lord, then God called me to preach, and they liked to aggravate me a little bit out there. And we'd always get 30 minutes for lunch, take an hour. We'd go out and eat. And them old boys, they said, won't you drive today? I said, okay. We got in my car, and they had that thing, they had that station dialed in, tuned in to some rock and roll station. And as soon as I hit the key, it blowed us out of the car. And I shut it off, and they said, what's the matter? Don't you like rock and roll? I said, oh, I love rock and roll. When the roll is called up yonder. Amen. When the roll is called up yonder, thank God I've got my foot on the rock. My mind's made up.
Amen. I said, I love rock and roll, and I'll tell you this. I said, the rock I'm on won't roll, praise God. I don't care how much shaking goes on. Amen. Answer a fool according to his folly. Heavenly songs. They say they're psalms. They're psalms. You know, this psalm is a song book. If we didn't have this church hymn or this sacred selection, we got a songbook in the Bible. See, God gives us everything we need in that Bible. There's a Sunday school book in there. Songbooks are in there. Sermons are in there. Everything we need down at the house of God is in that what you hold in your hand. That's why the Bible said it makes the man of God complete in every work. Amen. Now, if there's something God wants me to do that I need to do, the Bible tells me how to do it. It's a good day in my life when I learned that. Amen. Amen. And so, heavenly songs, I think they're songs from the heart. I know this, they're songs about Him. That's why we call it a hymn book. Because they're songs about Him. Amen. I see 350 songs in that book. They don't all call His name, but we know what they're referring to. 668 songs in this book. You know anybody else had that many songs wrote about them? Must be something special about that fella, amen. I'm glad, thank God, I left to sing songs about Him. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Amen. I left to sing songs about Him. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. I left to sing songs about Him. Amen. I thank God this morning that as a child of God, the Lord has tuned us up. Amen. You say, I don't get it when y'all sang them songs. I didn't get it when Caleb and them was singing. I didn't get what y'all seem to be getting on that. You know why? You're lost. You're tuned into another station. Here's what that sound like to you. You ever get in your car and it ain't on station? I'm glad one day the Lord dialed me in. Got me tuned up. I know what they're singing about. Amen. I'm glad the Lord, David said, the Lord hath put a song in my heart. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. David said, the Lord not only brought me up, the Lord not only set me up, the Lord not only helped me up, the Lord not only tuned me up, but David said, the Lord's going to catch me up. Now, you got something David didn't have. You got a chance of being caught up into heaven if you're saved. David didn't have that chance. No, David had to go by the way of the grave. Psalm 40:13, David said, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Did you know sometimes this whole world, it gets so hard and heavy on you, you just had about enough of it, about all you want of it. Now that might not be a lasting thing, but there comes days like that and weeks like that when you just can't take any more and you say, Lord, get me out of here. Amen. I've been around them old saints of God in the nursing home hospitals. They done suffered cancer and ain't nothing but a rack of bones. And they say, preacher, pray that God will take me out of this world. Listen, as long as you got a little life, little health, little breath, you want to stay around here. But you can get in such a shape that you don't want to stay here anymore. You want to leave this place to go to a better place. Amen. The Bible said, David said in verse 17, Thou art my help, and deliver me, make no tarrying. Oh my God. It's what we're saying now. As a song said, tarry here a little while, my brother. And all the Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21, they all have people thinking the Lord is tearing is coming. Some of them turn back because they think the Lord's tearing is coming. And they wonder why He hadn't already come. But our prayer today in the church age, our prayer is the prayer of John. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Don't tarry no more. Amen. Come and get us out of this place. Amen. David had a desire. He had a desire to go where God was. You ever have a desire to go where God is? That's why you get saved, ain't it? You want to go be with the Lord. David's departure is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10. And it said David slept with his fathers. David died. Great a man as he was, David died. Killed a giant, but David died. A man after God's own heart, but David died. It don't matter how prominent you are, powerful you are, how prestigious you are, you gotta die. You gotta die. Except, unless, Jesus comes. One preacher said, he said, I think you still gotta die because the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. And he said, so you still gotta die. He said, I think when the rapture happens, you just die real quick. No, sir. You better restudy that one. The Bible said that Enoch was translated that he would not see death. There's one man in that Bible like that, and all the rest of them die, but Enoch is the only one that doesn't die. And the reason Enoch don't die, he's a type of a New Testament believer that's going to be living when Jesus comes and they ain't going to see death. They're going to be translated in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. The rapture took place right now. Every saved person would leave. Be changed just like that. You say, what about the rest of us? You're staying. You missed the bus. You didn't get your ticket punched. You're going to be left behind. Amen. Ain't that sad? Think about what a time that's going to be. But David died. He departed and he slept with his father, but it was all right. Oh, Harold Seitler, a great preacher from down in Greenville, South Carolina, and a great preacher. And old Harold Seitler, he always said he wanted to be raptured. He wanted to be raptured, which is what most believers are. And I heard he went down to see Curtis Hudson when he was dying with cancer. He went down there, and Dr. Seitler, I think this way it goes, Dr. Seitler, he told him, he said, well, Curtis, he said, you're gonna go through that valley before I do. But he said, I want to go through it too. And he said, I thought you was always wanting to go into rapture. He said, I changed my mind. I don't want to miss an every bit of it. He said, I want to go through it all. If you die, you still get to go into rapture. You just got to die. Amen. And so, there's coming a departure for us. David didn't mind it. I mean, he didn't want to die. It might have come a time he did. Days he did. But David knew if he did die, he knew where he was going to dwell at. Amen. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is David's psalm. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He, for His name's sake, He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. In the presence of my enemies, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can I tell you that fifth chapter of a believer's autobiography? It said the Lord is going to catch us up. Going to catch us up. You know what the last page of that biography says? And they lived happily ever after. They lived happily ever after. I'm pretty happy down here. I live pretty happy now. But I know there's days that I won't be happy. But in the believer's biography, the last line, they lived happily ever after. Aren't you glad you're a believer this morning if you are? Aren't you glad that you trusted the Lord? Aren't you glad that you believed what He said about you, that you was a sinner, you deserved to go to hell, and you would go to hell, and you believed what He said. And the Lord said, but you don't have to go to hell. The Lord said, I died for you on the cross. I took your sins upon me. If you'll call upon me, I'll hear you. If you'll ask me, I'll save you. And you believe the Lord. You found out the Lord is a man of His Word. Used to be an old fella around here for years. And he never did profess Christ. By his profession, but far as anybody knows, he probably died lost. But he was a man that if you talked to him very much, he'd always bring up somebody in the church. He'd say, well, they done this to me or they done that to me. And I figure if a man's word ain't no good, he ain't no good. And he'd always pull that out. But one day he pulled it on me when he got done talking about John Doe and said he promised me he'd do this and he didn't do it. And his word ain't no good. If his word ain't no good, he ain't no good. And when he got done, I said, I want to tell you about a man that his word is good. Everything he ever said, he did. Every promise he ever made, he kept. He is the original promise keeper. And he had no answer for that. And no one else does either. Amen. Well, I preached on the biography of a believer. I could come back tonight. I ain't going to, but I could come back tonight and preach on the biography of an unbeliever. Won't you change your title this morning? Won't you change the chapter headings this morning? Do what David said. He said he trusted the Lord. That's what it's all about, is trusting the Lord. Just believing what He said, taking it at His Word, and trusting Him. That's it. Father, thank You, Lord, this morning for the Word of God. Thank You, Lord, for reminding us. We forget sometimes what we do have. We focus so much. The devil tunes us in so much on all the things that He says we don't have, that we forget what we do have. Thank You, Lord, for encouraging me this morning with the biography of a believer. Now, Lord, You know we prayed this week, every day. Others hope and pray. They pray every day. I'm sure they do. And pray for the lost to get saved. And I pray, Lord, if there's one lost today without the Lord, they'll realize that their biography is that one of an unbeliever. Everything's opposite of what I preached this morning. But Lord, help them to know they can come to the Lord. He died for them. He's beckoning them to come. He didn't come last night to give them an extra opportunity, chance. And this might be their only one. Help them, Lord, to come tonight and trust the Lord and be saved today and leave a believer. Leave with a good story, a new story with a happy ending. Help them to come today, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.